line. Or as Karen Smart likes us to call it, the 52-yard line. 8:20 to go. And it's going to be Logger football, and we're going to see this young Logger offense. So we're going to see who plays quarterback. You're going to have to pull out the roster there. We're going to see who's playing quarterback right now, Nate.
You give me a number, and I'll find
out. All right. Oh, is it Sawyer? There you go. It's Henry. Sawyer Kuchaba. He gets it. He's going to roll right side. Got a number of an offensive lineman playing quarterback there.
Yeah.
Sawyer, he can do it all. Why they call him O. Henry. Henry. So false start on the Loggers brings them back to about the 42-yard line, their own 42-yard line. .722 to go and counting. Loggers come up to the line of scrimmage. Here's Kuchaba from the shotgun. He's going to roll right side. Kuchaba showing his wheels. Keep his head down. Nice tackle. Nice hit. Nice football play from both guys. Met each other hard. And it's going to be second down and about 13. At the 45-yard line, the Loggers at their own 45-yard line. Chase Mabee over center.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
And got Sawyer Kuchaba from the shotgun. Sawyer going to keep it himself up the middle. He chugs for still going. Probably about 6 yards. He's going to leave a third and now about a third and seven. Third and six, third and seven. So yeah, this young Loggers team moving down the field well. See Josh Nutt in there.
Kenny Drexler.
Yeah, we know Kenny's in there, Nate. And, ooh, nice the spin move. We haven't seen that play since last year. Sawyer Kuchaba gets the first down. But the flag going to bring him back,
yeah,
isn't it?
It is going to bring him back. Holding.
So holding against Phillips, 5:52 to go and counting here in this ball game, 56-14.
5:47 to go.
Trayvon Crystal checking out of the ball game. Chase Mabee back up over center. Got Josh Nutt to his right. Here's the shotgun. Henry hands off Kenny Drexler. Kenny up the middle. For a 2-3 yard gain. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 13, maybe. 4th and 13 here from the Loggers' own 45-yard line. Loggers working from left to right here against this Frederick defense. 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 56-14 score. Here's the snap to Henry. He's going to pass it. It's deflected in the air. The attempt was to Trayvon Crystal. And that's going to bring up turnover on downs. It's going to be first down. Frederick, am I right?
Yep, you're correct.
So 4:33 to go here. And Frederick going to see what they can do with some good field position here at the Loggers 45-yard line. And we got a timeout. So with 4:20 to go here, it's 56-14. Phillips Loggers leading the Frederick Vikings here in Frederick, Wisconsin. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 30-second timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
Are we back on? Jeff Aiken and Nathan Potterwolf. We are on, Nate. We're back here in Phil. We were eating snacks and
mingling
with the neighbors over here. And we got a football game we forgot about. 4:20 to go here. It's Frederick with the football at the Loggers 45-yard line. 56-14 is the score here. And in the huddle right now, breaking the huddle right now, is Frederick. And another new quarterback in the ballgame. Who's number 8, Nate?
Austin Adams. Yep.
Austin Adams. He gets a direct snap, handoff, right side, breaking through the right side, number 33. A nice run from him. Who do we got, Nate? Names. 33.
Alex Chanel.
Alex Chanel. Alex Chanel with a nice run up that right side, number 33. He's a powerful running back. That's a nice size to him. And it's going to be Frederick football here with just under 4 minutes to go from the Loggers' 26-yard line. First and 10. Frederick from the shotgun. Here it is. It's going to be a counter left side. And play was blown dead. So offsides against Phillips. And checking back in. Who's 70?
Oh.
Dom Svitek. He's fired up out there.
Yeah, he is.
Dom comes into the game. He's playing on the line. He's ready to go. And Frederick from the shotgun. And another penalty. 3 minutes to go.
I don't know what that one was about.
Well, they didn't have his mouth guard in.
Oh.
So they're explaining to him. He wants back in. Dom wants back in this ball game. And here we go. Right side. Adams. The nice run again. Staying on his feet. Picks up a few yards. 2:35 to go. Now Dom is ready to go back in. He's got his mouth guard. He says, I'm staying in, coach. 2:25 to go here. And ticking Frederick. Looking to score here. Before the end of this game, you know, they'll call this garbage time right here, but with 2 minutes to go, I mean, this is important minutes for these young guys right here, trying to score at the end of a ball game right here. So Frederick from their own, what are they at there? The 15-yard line, 17-yard line.
Yeah.
And it's second and 2 from the shotgun and a little counter left side. They're going to get the first down and more on that corner. There's a touchdown, Frederick. With a minute 50 to go here, Frederick makes the score 56-20. And going to go for the two-point conversion. 56-20 is the score right now. Frederick lined up for the two-point conversion. Is Dom out there right now? Who's 63? Oh, that's Trent Edinger. So some kids got orange helmets.
Yeah, two of them do, for sure.
And Journey. So here we are from the shotgun. Here's Adams and Chanel. Adams going to keep it. He's got a receiver right side. A nice reception over there.
19, huh?
And catching that pass was number 18.
Brett Parlett.
Yeah, Bet Barrett. With a two-point conversion, making it 56-22 with a minute 49 to go. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country for another 30-second timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Hey, we're back here. Jeff Hakenin, Nathan Potowelt, along with Lane Abraham and J.J. Hakenin. Time to do some shout-outs again. I'm going to give some shout-outs at home. My wife, Heather. Whoa. My beautiful daughter, Cully. She's at home listening right now. And my beautiful nieces, Emery and Tanisha, all at home listening. Hi, girls. I hope you're making me some cookies for when we get home. It's going to be a late night.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid.
Don't lock us out.
Yeah, no locking us out either. All right, minute 49 to go here. Frederick set to kick off after a nice drive by them. 56-22. Back deep for Phillips, the Crystal Brothers, Jamal and Trayvon. Trayvon going to get an opportunity.
He's got it.
Right side. Breaks through a couple and taken down. Nice return for Trayvon Crystal. Brings it back to the 40-yard line. Trayvon gets his moment and makes it count. Minute 30 to go here now, guys. End of this ball game. Loggers looking to get a few plays in. Before she's all over. Clock ticking. They're going to have to hurry.
They're not in no hurry, I don't think.
And Chase maybe over center. Direct snap to Kuchaba. Spins up the middle. And Kuchaba for 10 yards gets the first down. Nice run from Sawyer Kuchaba.
Going to give him the first.
We'll call him Henry. You guys can all call him Henry at home. 50 seconds to go. First down at midfield for the Loggers. This young freshman team out there right now. Not all freshmen out there, but they're younger team.
Yeah.
Here's Kuchba again. Oh, he's looking to pass. Oh, he does. Gets it deep.
Oh.
And he was under pressure that whole time. 25 seconds to go. Chance to, for one more play. And nice help from Jamal there. Made that play happen. Catching that ball that almost went. Got 10 seconds, boys. And I think that's going to be it.
I think that's just,
that is going to be the ball game right there. 4-3-2-1-0. Final score here tonight. Phillips Loggers 56. The Frederick Vikings 22. And we are going to send it back to 98Q Country for a 2-minute timeout. And we're going to come back with the Ford Bank post-game show.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Burgers in Phillips is your destination for a great burger and one of their amazing specials. From Meatloaf Monday, Taco Tuesday, they're closed on Wednesday. Thursday, it's Texas Steak Night. Friday, it's Fish Fry. Saturday, Smoked Baby Back Ribs. Sunday, Fun Day, it's Bone-In Wings and Packer Game Day Headquarters. Burgers is a proud high school sports sponsor and proudly serves one of the best burgers in the Northwoods. Burgers, Highway 13 in Phillips. It's the place to be and be seen.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're back here. Jeff Hakkinen, Nathan Padua. We're here in Frederick, Wisconsin. It was a fun night, a fun game. What was the final score, Nate? 56-22?
Yep.
56-22 was the score there. Last year, I think it was 70-22. So not so bad with this new team. There was a lot of bright spots in the game. Not too many most spots. I think they played pretty well. I mean, a few turnovers, but it's not like they had a lot of turnovers. Same with this Frederick team. You know, they gave their all out there. Did everything they could. I was happy with how they played. They got a nice young group of some young freshman players out there. That Anderson, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
And for the Loggers, you know, we've seen their youth, seen some of their younger players out there, everyone all the way down, Kenny Drexler, Chase Mabee out there, Trayvon Crystal making plays. They're seniors, big nights for, you know, Jack and Drew played really well.
Yeah.
Daniel Adamitis making some plays out there when he was out there. They're seniors. And that offensive line, you know, Ethan Upson and then Ethan Podmolik and Alan Chuzzles and whoever was on the line did a really good job here today. Overall, I bet Coach Precourt is pretty happy with things. I'm sure that scrimmage last weekend really helped a lot. And we got Steve walking over here. I don't know if he's going to come up here or not and chat with us. We'll definitely take him if he wants to. But, you know, some big plays from some different players. There was B.J. Lowery.
Yeah.
B.J., he was had some big runs. Evan Hollinger with some big runs.
Three touchdowns
for him.
Three for Levi.
Levi had three touchdowns.
Yep. Jack had a touchdown and two picks.
Yep.
B.J. had a touchdown, a two-point conversion.
And A'Ron had a two-point conversion.
Yep.
A'Ron couldn't really break free in this game. But you just kind of swarmed up every time he got the ball, but he ran hard.
You know once he's going to.
Ben, I was really impressed with Ben Vernig on defense.
Yep.
Ben does a great job on defense. He always has. Just a good, solid tackler. Ben's that kid that he's always where the football is. It seems like when the ball goes up, he's the guy there, you know, making a play, making a an interception. But he was in on tackles early on, really setting the tone. You know, Ben's got a really, really bright future.
Yep.
He loves his sport and works really hard at it. Same with A'Ron Gillespie. You know, Evan Hollinger just looks like a football player out there. And we definitely had a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Player of the game? Jeff Haken and Roofing, player of the game? I'm going to go Evan Hollinger.
I was going to say Evan.
I really liked his big plays early on.
Yeah.
It seemed like he was like the Dominic Mabee of last year.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
He'd get that play and gone. You know, I thought he had a really good game. So, you know, we'll give Evan Hollinger the Jeff Haken and Roofing player of the game here today. Could have gone to numerous players.
Yeah,
really,
could have
really
went to Levi.
Could have went to Levi. Could have went to Drew. Could have went to, you know, Drew was all over the field. Could have went to Jack. Had that interception. But that's a tough one.
Yep.
So two interceptions for Jack.
That's something for him and Steve to talk about.
It is. It is. I'm just happy to see Jack catch the ball. I mean, that's impressive. So, you know, next game here for the Loggers will be Friday, Clayton traveling to Phillips. So that's going to be nice. That's going to be less than a 2.5-hour drive for us, isn't it?
We get to see Karen.
Yeah, we get to see Karen. Sit with Karen from the booth. These people here are pretty friendly.
Yeah.
So we had a good time up here. And so if you're at home listening and you want to listen on the road, download the Civic Media app, the new app for 98.3. Download that. Scroll down to the bottom and hit the 98.3 WCQM marker, whatever you want to call it, and you'll be able to listen to us anywhere you go. And what else we got? Tuesday morning. Every Tuesday morning is going to be the coaches show. So this Tuesday at 9:15, you can listen in to head coach Steve Precourt and get the interview from him and get the insight and all the things that we missed up here. Also, 98Q Country this year, Nate. They're carrying the Bucks.
Yeah.
So, good
for me.
Getting a little basketball on a 98Q Country. Love that. So, I guess that's what we got. Thanks, you guys, for listening. We had a lot of fun. I know we're rusty. It's been a while. But we got on the air. That's the key. And brought you guys the game. So, thanks for listening to us. We'll be on again next Friday when Clayton comes to Phillips. So, for Jeff Haken and Nathan Podwell, you're in Frederick, Wisconsin. You guys have a good night and wish us a safe trip home. Thanks, you guys. Bye-bye.
Your favorites. Your classics. Your country. 98 Q Country.
Special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Breaking ball way outside, it's 1-0. So 6-1 Crew. And here's Telez, who had the three-run home run back in that bottom of the third. 1-0 pitch is outside, and it's 2-0 on Rowdy. Adames gets his lead from second in the 2-0 pitch. And Telez took a strike. It's 2-1. So Adames with another multi-hit night. For Willie, that is his 21st multi-hit effort of the season. And boy, have there been a bunch of them here in the last week. 2-1 is down and away. And it's 3-1 on Telez. He had a multi-hit outing on Wednesday, did Adames. This is line past the glove of Cronenworth and into right field. Around third goes Adames. It's an RBI single for Rowdy Telez, and it's 7-1 Brew Crew. And Bob Melvin very quick to pop up out of that dugout. He's headed to the mound. There's action in that Padres bullpen. And Rich Hill is going to hand the ball to his manager, and his night is done. Rowdy Telez having himself a night. He's driven in four. And the Brewers with quite a two-out rally here in the bottom of the seventh. Three straight hits with two outs into right field. And two big insurance runs have been pushed across. The Brewers have a commanding lead at 7-1. And this is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. They want you to enjoy the game, so polka first and scroll later. U.S. Cellular, built for us. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in having healthy relationships with our phones so we can have better relationships with each other. Introducing Us Mode, a way to set your phone for less distraction and deeper connection. So dinner can sound less like this and more like this.
What'd you learn today?
The sauropod was the tallest dinosaur ever.
Whoa.
Visit U.S. Cellular in-store or online, and we'll help set your phone to Us Mode, even if you're not a customer. U.S. Cellular, the 5G network built for us. See uscellular.com for details.
What's in your future? High school graduation? A career change? Returning from military service? Join the ranks of Wisconsin's operating engineers. The 10,000-strong men and women who run heavy equipment, building roads, bridges, schools, and stadiums. Local 139 has programs for high school pre-apprenticeship, adult apprenticeship, and accelerated entry for veterans. With world-class training, great benefits, and family-supporting pay. Go to buildingwisconsintogether.com to learn more.
Chemical and Industrial Engineering is now offered at Concordia University, so you can have it all. An exceptional hands-on learning experience and a full campus life. Be an athlete, a musician, or a worship leader while earning your high-demand engineering degree. In just 4 years, you'll be out there building a better world. Get started today. Visit cuw.edu/engineering. Concordia University, developing students to be ready to step out into the world and make an uncommon impact since 1881.
Mark Montana to the plate in a 7-1 Brewers lead. Luis Garcia is the new right-hander for the Padres. And Rowdy Tellez at first with two outs, and the first pitch to Canna missed inside. And it's 1-0. Canna 2-for-3 tonight. He has been really good for the Brewers here of late. Garcia's 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. A little late on a sinker down and in, a 97. And it's 1-1 on Canna. Told you that Canna started his Brewers tenure 0-for-10, but he's been a totally different hitter since then. And he's come up with some big hits for the crew so far. Here's a swing and a miss. Might have got a little piece of that one, and it's 1-2. Cubs have lost tonight, so the Brewers, if they finish this one off, will have a 4-game lead in the division. 1-2 pitch, and bounced in the dirt, gets past Sanchez all the way back to the screen. And Tellez will move up 90 feet on the wild pitch. So Tellez now in scoring position for Canna. And a 2-2 count against the Brewers right fielder. You've got Monasterio in the on-deck circle. He just spiked his splitter down to the dirt. Garcia set below the belt, and the 2-2 pitch. And that is a check swing on a slider down and away. They appeal to first, and Lance Barksdale agrees that Canna didn't go. Count is full. He's worked it full now. 3-2 with Monasterios awaiting in the on-deck circle. Well, the Brewers just keep putting together great at-bats. 1-9, there is a keep-the-line-moving mentality with this group right now, and it is great to see. 3-2 pitch, chopper on the left side, charging as Bogaerts picks it, throws to first. It's low, but caught by Cronenworth, and the inning is over. But the Brewers get two more big ones here in the bottom of the seventh, and they lead it 7-1 as we head to the eighth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. It's Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, kids 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases, presented by Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids base run line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
The summer of lower prices continues at Fleet Farm. Take Sprout Vitamin Feed Supplement for livestock. 25-pound bags, now only $19.99. And for you birders, KT Midwest Regional Blend is just $12.99 for a 7-pound bag. Plus, get 12 mega rolls of Quilted Northern Ultra for only $12.99. And enjoy Fleet Farm Beef Jerky for just $8.79 a pack. Look for new lower prices on everything you need for everyday life with price drops at Fleet Farm.
At Prevea, we do things differently, because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors, just like me, who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, our patients are treated like people.
Not some quota. We're led by doctors.
Not by numbers. That's why before we ever listen to your chest,
we always listen to you.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Every pitch all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, kids 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Post-game kids base run line begins along the first base line on the field level. Brewers have made some changes as we go to the top of the eighth inning. Trevor McGill is on to pitch for the 21st time this year. Joey Weimer's in the game at center field. Tyrone Taylor moves to right. Mark Canna has exited this contest. It is a 7-1 Brewers lead, and back in with the play-by-players, Jeff Levering.
Helps if your microphone is on. We're here with you. Thank you so much, Lane. 7-1 in the eighth inning. And McGill gets the heart of the order for the Padres. Tatis, Soto, and Machado. McGill has put together some really good appearances since coming back from the minor leagues. Was awesome on that road trip. Very good in his appearance against the Twins on Tuesday. A scoreless eighth inning. Gets a first pitch, swing and a miss. 99 on that fastball from McGill. Abner Uribe striking out three. Gave up a couple of base hits in his seventh inning. Swing and a miss. Fastball at 100 from McGill. Boy, the Brewers are bringing some cheese out of the bullpen. The emergence of Uribe in these leverage situations. McGill, as we talked about, has been fantastic recently. Here's the 0-2. Struck him out. Fastball up and in at 100. And Tatis wanted no part of McGill in that at-bat. None. Every out for the Brewers that has been recorded since the fifth inning has been a strikeout. The only one that wasn't was Trent Grisham bounced out to first base. So the last out of the fourth, only one out has been recorded that hasn't been a strikeout. Here's Juan Soto. And he takes ball one at 100. Ten of the last 11 outs on strikeouts. Remember, the Brewers struck out 18 out in Texas. There's a strike. One ball, one strike on Juan Soto that tied the franchise record in a nine-inning game. 1-1 on the ground. Going to end the strikeout binge here. Soto grounds out to first base. 3-1 on the putout. And Soto is 0 for 4 and brings up Manny Machado. Baseball season, you know what that means. It's Shandy season. Leinen Kugel's Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinen Kugel's flavor the moment. How do you think Manny Machado feels when he comes to the city of Milwaukee? Like, we have a long memory. I bet this isn't the only place he gets booed, though.
Yeah, I think if you're, and look, he's a great player. This is an MVP level type of player. I bet you kind of appreciate it a little bit.
First one to Machado is outside, ball one. Another 100 piece there from McGill. Listen, there are a lot of people that have been booed in ballparks. May motivate some. 1-0 pitch. That's a strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike. For others, you just kind of drown it out. Don't think about it. The old Kevin Costner line for the love of the game. There's a breaking ball low. Two balls, one strike. Clear the mechanism. You don't hear anything. At least you try not to. New baseball is being sent out to Trevor McGill.
Until you start having flashbacks about Kelly Preston.
Oh. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
2-1. That's outside. Three balls, one strike. And McGill going for a little walk. Contreras telling him to settle in.
That was how he cleared the mechanism, though. He was going back through all of his time in that relationship, right?
Yeah, but that's when he was having issues. Like, no. I can't think about this stuff. I got a game to pitch.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Had to get Kelly Preston off his mind. 3-1 hit foul, 3-2. And I get that's not easy. That's not an easy thing to do.
Still don't know that I'm buying John C. Reilly as a catcher.
Gus was his name.
Yeah.
3-2. Foul back. Basically took it out of the catcher's glove. Stays at 3-2. Well, sometimes you just got to have actors play those roles. Like Tom Berenger. Not a great athlete, but he was a great Jake Taylor. 3-2. Hit foul again. 102 from McGill.
J.K. Simmons as the manager,
yes,
was wonderful.
Yeah, and that's believable,
that
too.
That fit.
And he's a Tigers fan growing up. We interviewed him on TV earlier this year, J.K. Simmons, when he was in town. He loved doing that. He said he was the first guy to rock a mustache and a Tigers cap, not Tom Selleck.
3-2. Got him looking. Machado's rung up. 101 from Trevor McGill. Parakays, both ortho ASAP strikeouts. Bottom of the eighth inning, 7-1 Brewers. Mechanism is clear on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
98 Q Country.
It's game time, but don't worry. Kozak Enterprises Towing and Recovery won't leave you stranded on third base. They'll get you home because they handle any kind of vehicle repair work. Heavy-duty machinery repair, lockouts, and 24/7 towing. Kozak Enterprises Tow and Recovery serves the surrounding area and all of Price County. Keep this number close to you. Call 715-820-2124. 715-820-2124. Kozak Enterprise Tow and Recovery in Catawba, Wisconsin.
Breaker, breaker, 190. Here's the big G. I got her in the double nickel, rolling on Highway 13. Got a wheeler into the village pit stop, top hill and butternut.
That's Big Ten Fall, Big G. This here prime time. Both my tanks are running low.
Copy that, prime time. Just ease that timber train on into the village pit stop for some motion lotion. They got you covered for bars, change, hydraulic oil, anything else you need. Turn, grab some snacks and beverages for the after 5 o'clock time at the village pit stop on Highway 13. Top the hill in Barnett, Wisconsin.
Worga's Auto and Truck Center offers 24/7 towing and roadside service. Worga's, your worry-free truck and auto repair center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Overlooking Long Lake in Phillips, Wisconsin, Harborview Pub and Eatery is the place for your summer fun. From watching the Brewers, the summer volleyball leagues, or simply enjoying a cold beverage on the deck. Batter up with all you can eat Friday fish fry, deep fried or broiled. Saturdays on deck is a prime rib dinner, and hitting cleanup on Sundays, all you can eat barbecued ribs. Harborview Pub and Eatery, overlooking Long Lake and Highway 13 North in Phillips, Wisconsin. Serving 10:30 to 9 p.m. every day.
Luis Garcia still on for San Diego. Andrew Monasterio leads it off for the Brewers. Crew leading 7-1. The bottom of the eighth inning. First pitch is inside. 97-mile-an-hour fastball. Brewers with 7 runs on 10 hits. They've stranded 5. The Padres are run on 5 hits. They've stranded 6. Garcia's pitch. Line to right. In the neighborhood of Tatis. A couple of steps to his left. Makes the catch. One gone in the bottom of the eighth inning. Well, summertime, sausage time. We all know that. Means it's hot. You know what the best cure on a hot summer day is? Some Cedar Crest ice cream. Maybe some custard if you like. It's also the perfect dessert after a tasty Usinger brat. Fresh from Wisconsin. Usingers and Cedar Crest. Wisconsin's perfect duo. Bryce Terang, the hitter, takes high for ball one. Andrew Chafin is playing catch in the Brewers' bullpen. Terang waits. Garcia throws, and he's down and in. 2 balls, no strikes on Bryce Terang. Base hit in 3 tries today. Brewers got 5 runs in the 3rd inning, 2 runs in the 7th. That is low. 3 balls, no strikes. Pleased to say that I am throwing a shutout today. It's a nothing-nothing game in my innings. 3-0 is high for ball 4. Terang was holding up for just a moment, but it's a walk. Ortho ASAP walk right in. There is a difference. Tyrone Taylor hit by a pitch, a line out, and a ground out. 0 for 2 for Tyrone. The Padres trailing 7-1 right now. Taylor takes a strike. Scheduled to send Bogarts, Cronenworth, and Sanchez
to the plate in the ninth. I just told you, Chafin getting ready in the Brewers' bullpen. Been a while since he's worked. 0-1. Grounded foul past Jason Lane at third base. Cincinnati's got a 1-0 lead over Arizona. That game is in the top of the fourth inning out in the desert. 0-2, skips low and in the dirt, knocked down by Sanchez.
I don't think that Chafin has worked post-mustache removal.
No, that was Friday. Yeah. And we showed up on Saturday, and the sheriff had given his badge back. It'd be the mustache. 1-2. To third base. Machado has it. Goes to second for one. On to first. Double play. Good turn. Machado to Kim. Back over to Cronenworth. Well, we'll see the sheriff when we come back. Ninth inning is next. 7-1 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
High-speed internet is essential today, so it's great news. Wisconsin is receiving over $1 billion to connect every corner of our state with broadband. As state officials prepare to spend those public dollars, they need to help ensure the project owners receiving those funds use Wisconsin workers to build this public infrastructure. Let's keep those dollars in our state to grow our economy, not someplace else. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now encourages you to tell state leaders to make certain what we build for Wisconsin is built by Wisconsinites.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust, it's kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Get your game on at the Island Resort and Casino with first-round picks of your favorite slots and table games. Bring friends and watch your favorite team compete on big screens. Grab game day eats in Team McSee's Sports Bar or celebrate your team's victory in Horizon's Steakhouse. To book your game time at the Island Resort and Casino, call 800-682-6040 today.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
Andrew Chafin's on to work for the Brewers in this top half of inning number nine. Chafin last worked on Friday in Texas, retired one batter, gave up three runs on two hits, walked a batter, making his eighth appearance with Milwaukee, trying to get things straightened out. Annex Wealth Management, difference-making moment of the ball game. How about the Rowdy Tellez three-run home run in the third inning? That was huge. Put an exclamation point on a big inning against Yu Darvish, his first home run since the 22nd of May. Brewers would score five times in that third inning, two more times in the seventh. And Brandon Woodruff with six innings of one-run ball and 11 strikeouts. Annex Wealth Management, difference-making moment of the game, brought to you by Annex Wealth Management. Know the difference. So Chafin is on, 51st overall appearance for him, and the first pitch is a strike over the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Game two headed your way tomorrow. A one pitch is low. One ball and no strikes. Freddy Peralta against Pedro Avila. 6:10 first pitch. 5:35 for the On Deck Show built by Menards. 1-1 pitch. Bogarts took it low and in the dirt. Slider. Two balls and a strike on Xander Bogarts. Stick around for the Potawatomi Casino Hotel postgame show. Two and one as they go in on Bogarts. Chafin throws, and he's got a strike at the knees. Two balls, two strikes. Bogarts 0 for 3, couple of Ks, and a line out to left.
And that one's low. He was the last man to face Brandon Woodruff. Came in the sixth inning. Woodruff threw 107 pitches tonight and struck out 10 or more batters for the 19th time in his career. Second most in Brewers franchise history behind his teammate, Corbin Burns. 3-2. That's a called third strike. Inside corner at 94. Another strikeout for this Brewers pitching staff. Another ortho ASAP strikeout as Bogarts hangs around a little bit to have some words with Dan Merzel. It was not the location that Contreras was set up for, but he got the strikeout anyway. That's the 17th strikeout for the Brewers pitching staff, one away from matching the franchise record. Pitch to Cronenworth, inside, ball one. 18 strikeouts in a nine-inning game. Did that against the Texas Rangers on the last road trip. Two previous 18 strikeout games as well for this franchise. Chafin's ready, and the 1-0 to Cronenworth is a strike. One ball, one strike. Pitch is a inside fastball. I think it got Cronenworth. Bob Melvin, athletic trainer, out to go check on Cronenworth. That one got him pretty good. He is buckled over at home plate is Jake Cronenworth. Fastball up and in on Andrew Chafin. And it hit him, ooh, on the right wrist. Right where the Velcro is on his batting glove. That is not a comfortable feeling. Ouch. And Cronenworth is such a big piece of this Padres team at first base. Trying to take the glove off of his right hand, and he's having a hard time doing that. And trainer trying to get him to grip his right hand, and Cronenworth telling him where it hit him, right on the back of the hand, right around that knobby portion of your wrist. Trying to get some flexation in those fingers, and he's trying to convince both parties he's going to stay in the game. I think Bob Melvin's saying, nope, get out of here. Get that thing checked out and try again tomorrow. So we'll get a pinch runner for Cronenworth. Zokar is coming off the bench, and he'll run for Cronenworth after the hit-by-pitch. So Zokar pinch runs, and Cronenworth will get checked out in the clubhouse. Gary Sanchez is the hitter. He struck out three times today, twice swinging, once looking. I told you the Brewers took three out of four against these Padres earlier this season. That was pre-Fernando Tatis coming back. Brewers in charge, 7-1 in the ninth inning. Chafin's pitch is low for ball one. Brewers all time against the Padres in this ballpark, 42-34. But lost three out of four to the Padres last year at American Family Field. Pitch is inside. That one win for the Brewers was quite the come-from-behind victory, too. That was the Jace Peterson game-tying bases-loaded triple. 2-0, blasted to left. Ay, caramba. Two-run home run for Gary Sanchez, his 17th, and it's now 7-3 as Chafin gives up a massive homer. Wow. Off the bat at 115 miles an hour, I feel like that might have been a little short. Didn't miss much of it. So the hit-by-pitch leads to the two-run homer. Fastball down and in, and that was loud, hard, and deep. 7-3 as that ball finds its way back into the outfield grass. Garrett Cooper is the hitter as the ball boy retrieves that ball. And for Craig Council, you don't want to get anybody else loosening. And just like that, Devin Williams starts to play catch in the Brewers' pen. He got a 6-run lead in the ninth inning. Should be able to end these ball games without having to get your closer loose. Cooper swings and misses. A couple of times on that road trip, Devin Williams had to clean up some ninth innings. Pitches down and in. Fastball at 94 from Chafin. One ball, one strike. Chafin's 1-1 to Cooper. That's low. Two balls and one strike. That's the thing with Chafin, is that his command has just not been as advertised since he came over to the Brewers. His command was one thing that made him so attractive. And the Brewers picked him up. This year, it's just been a different story for Chafin. That one's low and inside. And it's three balls and one strike. And you're starting to get a little antsy here if you're in the Brewers dugout. Grisham is on deck. Ha-Seong Kim is after that. And then you got the big boys. 3-1. Ground ball left side. Mosterio has it go off of his glove and into left field. A base hit. So Cooper is aboard. Not an easy play, but a play that probably should be made. But it goes off the glove of Mosterio and into left field. And here comes Chris Hook for a chat. That's a play that should be made by Mosterio. I think it hit his foot, as a matter of fact, before it got to his glove. So not off his glove at all. He was trying to get his foot in front so that he could spin around and make a throw at first base. And it clipped off his foot before he could get it in the glove. And now Craig Council might be getting close to a decision here. The tying run is not quite in the on-deck area. So Chris Hook is out and chatting with Andrew Chafin as Trent Grisham comes to the plate. I believe they have ruled that an E5. Ooh, base hit. Excuse me. Base hit off the foot of Mosterio. Here's Grisham, 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Chafin throws home and gets a strike at the knees. And the good news is you're a ground ball away from getting out of this ball game. Chafin just needs to make a couple of pitches. He's thrown 18 pitches already as Grisham digs in with 9 seconds on the pitch clock. 0-1 inside. The command on the fastball is lacking for Andrew Chafin. One more man reaches base. You're going to see Devin Williams in this game. 7-3 the score. Top of the ninth inning. Two runs in already. Chafin throws. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. You can see the frustration just in the body language with Chafin right now. Searching for answers, but he hasn't been able to find it yet. Works from the third base side of the rubber. He sets at the belt. 2-1. Popped him up, foul and out of play. Two balls and two strikes on Trent Grisham. Remember, Grisham had the 16-pitch sequence with Brandon Woodruff back in the third inning, ended in a strikeout. Grisham facing Chafin for the fourth time ever. He's 0 for 3 with 2 Ks previously. 2-2. Ground ball back to Chafin. Fields goes to second base. There's one. Throw to first. Not in time. So Chafin able to get the lead runner. That's the second out of the inning. And now he will face Ha-Seong Kim. Pretty nice play by Chafin. That was not an easy spin and throw to second base whatsoever. Had to spin to his inside.
and get that lead runner the way he did. Contreras waiting for Kim to get in the batter's box. As Chafin an out away from ending this game. 7-3. Brewers are out in front. Chafin's pitch. Foul back. Better location right on the corner. Kim, 0 for 2 at 2 walks today. The delivery, swing and a miss. Good slider at the knees, and it's nothing in 2. Milwaukee looking for their first victory in the series, trying to make it 6 straight wins. 0-2 pitch, high. Brewers won 6 in a row earlier this season. Games 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. After losing the season opener. 1-2 pitch. Ground ball, third base. Monasterio has that. Goes to second. They get the force out on Grisham, and the ball game is over. 7-3 is the final. 6 straight wins for Milwaukee. We'll have the totals for you when we come back on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
The Wolf's Den Bar and Grill in Mercer, Wisconsin is a great place to enjoy the nice social atmosphere, relaxing dining experience, and the beautiful view of Lake San Domingo. They've got 6 flat screen TVs so you can catch all the sports games of your favorite teams, the Monday tacos, the Tuesday ribeye steak, and the Thursday all-you-can-eat wings, Friday the fish fry, and Saturday prime rib. The Wolf's Den, right on Highway 51 and right next to the snowmobile and ATV trail. Mercer, Wisconsin, 715-476-244. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup. And then run your vehicle through their advanced technology, touchless car wash, for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day, low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Warga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your entire family of vehicles. Warga's Auto and Truck Center, Highway 13, Phillips.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Fleet Farm. Woodman's Food Markets. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance of Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular. America's Homegrown Wireless. Hupie and Abraham. Carbless. Handcrafted Premium Cocktails. Annex Wealth Management, know the difference, in Island Resort and Casino. Lane, the Brewers take the opener here against the Friars.
Yeah, the Brewers pound out 7 runs on 10 hits. There was an error, and they left 5 on base here tonight for the Padres. 3 runs, 7 hits, an error, and 7 left tonight for San Diego. Woodruff's the winner. Boy, did he pitch well. Season high 11 strikeouts, his 19th double-digit strikeout outing of his career. He goes 6 innings, 3 hits, just the 1 run allowed. He's 3-1 now. Yu Darvish only lasts 4 innings. He takes the loss. He's now 8-10. Took 2 hours and 45 minutes in front of 33,089 here for the series opener. 7-3 your final. Brewers over the Padres. We'll give you our Chevy Star of the Game when we come back after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Searching for auto, light truck tires, or service? Visit the Tire Professionals at Pomp's Tire Service. Trusted and family-owned for over 80 years. With over 200 locations in 17 states, great pricing on hand-cooked tires and all major brands. Pomp's Tire, one of the largest commercial and retread dealers, providing truckers and fleets with the most dependable 24-hour road service. Pomp's Tire, proud partner of Hand-Cooked Tire, the official tire of Major League Baseball.